This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 651 for property ID 107662022. The property is owned by Troy S. Castle. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Troy Castle present over the phone for the appellant. And so I know we can't see you, but we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and get you sworn in.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you've given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he does find our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. The county or the appraisal, they appraised it at 351.6. Last year's assessed value was 284.5. In 1 year, the county says the property is appreciated by 23.6%, way beyond inflation and standard price appreciation that we've seen despite the accelerated pricing in the real estate market over the last year. So that's point one. Point two, this home has not been renovated for 30 years. It needs a roof, interior reno, renovation, etc. And I know without pictures, that's hearsay for you guys, I presume, but I put it in there anyway. And perhaps most importantly, I attached a certified appraisal dated July 1st, 2019, for $281,850. And the notice of value was dated June 3rd, 2021, so that's within the two-year time frame for an appraisal to be used. And I did take into account appreciation, and so my estimate of true and fair value is $311,000 due to the inflation. Anyway, I won't repeat it, but those three items that I mentioned. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions either.
Okay, I think we got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 650 for property ID 125614000. The property is owned by Haley Nicole Gem. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have a representative present for the appellant. If you could please go ahead and state your name and then raise your right hand, we'll get you sworn in.
My name's Brian Gem.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No, I don't have any questions. I submitted an appraisal that we had on our house a couple years ago. Done this yearly now for a couple years because the assessed value is always significantly higher than the appraisal value and what we think is fair value, and then what the independent assessors seem to do each year a lot closer to our number than the assessed number. So I just started with that because that's kind of always the big one. And then I also attached last year's decision by the independent committee to kind of give the price of, again, their fair assessment from last year to then compare it to this year's number that the state came back is significantly higher again, where last year they put it at $581,200. That's what I would say seems fair for this year. But then the county, the state, however, whoever assesses, I guess, put it at $855,869, which is significantly more. And so basically, do this every year, the same issue comes up where there aren't very many comparables. And then we get lumped in with a lot of the really nice properties that have a Columbia River access and view because we're close to those. But it's almost like the assessment doesn't, it only includes the positives in that and not our unique situation where we are wedged in between the train tracks, railroad tracks, and the highway right above us, which is very unlike the multi-million dollar properties and some of the other properties that are comparables, which, again, every year it says there aren't really any fair comparables. And so that's where we just kind of have to do this each year is what I've understood. And so, again, the main point coming back to our property value, our land value is assessed highly because it has some Columbia River view, but it also has a train track that obstructs the Columbia River view that I don't think gets accounted for accurately.
Okay, you submitted an appraisal that's from 2018, right?
Correct.
Yeah. It's getting a little stale at this point.
Right, and that's why I submitted what the decision was last year as well.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Maybe I'm just missing it.
Yeah, it's about the fourth page in, and it's the actual assessor's recommended value. But you don't have our decision. It's just the assessor's recommendation.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, was our decision. Says appraised value $475,000. Is that what they're?
No, on their page, they have a recommended value of $581,000 last year, and that's
right.
What it was set at.
Okay.
So you have State Highway 14 in front of you, and the railroad tracks behind you, right?
Right. And then even so, there's Highway 14. And then there's Evergreen Highway kind of stacked on top of each other. But yeah, we get all the noise and all the just obstruction from both. Like, we have kids that we can't really get, and a dog that we didn't realize when we bought the property or didn't think about, just the not safetiness of it and the difficulties of it, which, again, I don't feel like is ever accounted for in our assessments.
Can you put up a map, Michelle, and show where that's at?
I know he's got a map in here that kind of shows where it is.
Right.
But it doesn't show the railroad tracks and everything as clearly.
Where is that in the appraisal?
Yeah,
it's on the plot map.
Yeah, next year it's really helpful if you number your pages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then it makes it easier for us when we're trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to each other. We know which.
Okay, that's his property there, and that's 14.
Yeah.
Behind him.
Behind him, and the railroad tracks in front of him.
Yeah.
Where's the street? Isn't there a street in there too?
Yeah, right there behind him.
Just to the north, yeah.
Okay.
That's Evergreen Highway?
Evergreen Highway.
Right.
And then the next one up is Highway 14, and then right below you is the railroad tracks.
Right.
All of which were there when you bought the house, but you just didn't realize there was probably
no reason. Well, yeah, I would say it was undersold to us, the frequency of the train, to be quite honest. And, yeah, our hindsight, again, getting a house in maybe a neighborhood where our kids could ride their bike would be a little bit better. But, yeah, it was all just kind of undersold, I would say, to us, which is fair.
I'd say it's probably time, if you want to spend the money, to get a new appraisal, because at this point, this one's pretty old for us to try to use it. And you
didn't. What's the size of your property?
0.85 acres, I believe.
Yep.
That's it.
Built in 1940. And the comps that you listed, all those sales were from 2017 and 2018. So we need sales from
New York.
You would have had sales from 2020, would have been the good sales for us to use.
Right. Again, that's my I guess I just need to hire someone, because again, my looking up comparables, it's hard to find comparables to me where, so I just use the one that professional did, but I understand I need to update that.
If you go and update, make sure that appraiser will acknowledge your external obsolescence. Your influence externally very negatively, and even in the appraisal that we have here in hand on their cost approach, they didn't even acknowledge that.
Right. Again, I've done this year the last couple years, and they just kind of said that that's just kind of what I'm going to have to do, because it's not acknowledged, which I don't really understand, but I'm just kind of doing what I'm told, I guess. But for the next appraisal, I'll point that out a bit more.
I don't have any other questions or comments.
I don't either. I'm fine with this.
Okay. We'll see you next year, probably.
Thank you. Yeah. Again, I'll work on a new appraisal.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 652 for property ID 211-673-000. The property is owned by Aiden Murphy and Carly Murphy. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Carly Murphy on video chat for the appellant. And so this time we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury. Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. First of all, it looks like you have a recent fee appraisal. Is that correct? You have a fee appraisal as of April 22nd of 2021. Is that correct?
Yeah, we bought the property in April, so we have to do the appraisal.
Oh, it was actually purchased then also?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You got solid proof there, unless you have something else to add to it.
Yeah. I know. My husband was the one doing all of this, and I just had a newborn baby, 2 weeks ago. So I was like, I have to do the meeting. Okay. So we were, besides all the proof that we handed over to you guys. The only thing that we didn't hand over is that all of the homes around us, so we went on the assessor's site, Clark County assessor's site, and every single house around us is drastically lower than on our appraisal or assessor's tax. And so we researched, if you look outside our house, there's like, our river view is of another house. There's a house right next door to our house. And so we researched all the houses around us, and they're no more than 800 and something thousand. And so we were like, why is ours so much higher than everyone else in this area? And so that's just another thing that we wanted to tack on, because usually if all the homes around, I'm a real estate agent. I practiced in North Dakota and in Oregon, but now I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so, you know, usually if the housing market around you is lower than your home, it usually depreciates your house, not increases it. And so ours just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. And so, yeah, we're just trying to figure out where that is coming from and why everyone else's is.
Okay.
No.
If you appeal next year, be sure and include a copy again of this appraisal, okay?
Okay.
Because our if we do anything, whatever we do is only good for just 1 year.
Right.
So it could be the county will, you know, raise it again. Who knows? So be sure.
We have a feeling they probably will.
Okay, you only paid $975 for it, right?
Right.
And then it's appraised for $995. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no more questions. No questions at all. It's pretty well explanatory.
Yep.
Same here. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. That was easy. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Take care of that baby.
Thank you. I know. As you can see, all the baby clothes behind you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 641 for property ID 229-240010. The property is owned by Carl Nicosia and Arlene Nicosia, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present from the assessor's office, but we do have both Carl and Arlene Nicosia on the line for the appellant, and they're present over video chat. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office, we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your view.
Okay. Basically, we think you've assessed us too high. We are in zone 11, and the comparable sales grid that you used zones 9, 12, and 14 to compare. And basically, we just think it's way too high. Pretty soon, we won't be able to live here anymore. We'll have to move because taxes, you've taken us up over $100,000 almost every year and for the past 3 years. So anyway, I just don't believe we could even get the amount that you say we're worth if we sold our home.
That would be the $920,000.
Right. One of your comparables, which was a little higher, but it was 5 acres and we're on 2.5. And it wasn't even in our zone. Our neighborhood. Every time that I've tried to fight this, we always are told what we have to use our zone 11, or the neighborhood, assessor neighborhood 11. And use the comps that were sent were not even in 11. And I used for my comps to you neighborhood 11 only. And in mine, there were no, I did the very best I could and on 2.5 acres. And one of mine was a 5 acre, but it was still way less than what our value is.
And you have a 960 square foot guest house, is that correct?
Yes.
When you say in your chart, you said that the other buildings were included in above the square footage of the area is includes the guest house?
It includes the guest house. Well, let's see. Where are you here? I believe so.
This one?
No. On our square footage, let's see.
You have 3,583 square feet on your...
Where? That includes the guest house.
How large is that guest house?
960.
960? Is it finished to the same extent as the main dwelling?
Not the same.
No.
No.
Well, is it finished but not the same quality?
Not the same quality.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's completely...
All the original... There's been nothing done to it except paint.
And it's heated, cooled, and has plumbing and plumbing bathrooms.
Not cooled. Yeah,
but it's heated.
It's heated.
Yeah, wall heaters.
They're just wall units. They're not like our home.
All right. One bedroom, one bath.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one bath.
So in your on your grid sheet that you have your sales, you have under subject 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. Is that including the bedroom and the bath in the
Guest house? Yeah, I included that in there.
Okay.
I just want to keep in mind if you appeal next year. On your comparable sales, you had sales from 2019, and it would have been better to have sales from 2020, just because we're looking at sales in 2020 as close to 1-1 of 21 as we can get. So just keep that in mind next year.
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, prices have been increasing, and so the closer you can get to the assessment date of 1-1-21. With your comps, the more accurate it's going to be in terms of where the values are right now.
Okay. So I just went off the website and got the copies. So I didn't see where I could get any of 2020. That was the only year, that's as far as it went.
When did you do this?
I did it just after our assessment came out.
In May.
I can't remember now, but
it's been a long time.
It seems like, yeah, it was May of last year. Yeah,
and I don't know about being told that everything had to be in the same zone. That's not something we typically say, but you're just looking for something that's similar size and construction.
Right.
Hopefully kind of around the same acreage. You had 2.5 acres and you had a comp that was 5. That's not a huge deal. But you want to, when we look at your home and then you look at one of your comps, they kind of need to be looking rather similar.
Right.
You know, your home is it's an impressive looking home. So you wouldn't want to compare that to a one level ranch somewhere that, do you see what I'm saying? So try.
But we are just a one level ranch.
Okay. Well, you want, I guess I was looking at the picture and maybe it looks more impressive.
It's just one level. It's just a one level. It just has tall ceilings.
Okay. Well, I guess if you look at it, you can kind of see the difference in construction between how your property looks and say, well, any of the comps, but especially maybe comp sale two that the county has. So I'm just giving you some suggestions. You wrote in here that nothing was done last year and you didn't understand why your value wasn't adjusted. So I'm just giving you some tips for future years.
I do want to make just to let you know that the house directly across the street from us sold, I think it was 2020, and it is double the square footage of ours with our guest house. So it's over 6,000 square feet, and it sold, I believe it was $960. But it's double the square footage. It's a huge home, a beautiful home.
That'd be a good one to list as a comp then.
Okay.
Just giving you some ideas. That was
right.
Only comments.
Okay.
You know, you can update this up to within 21 days of your hearing, 21 business days of your hearing. So if you put these out early, there would have been more sales coming through in 20 that would have been, you know, closer to the sale date. But as Lisa said, the house home values have gone up pretty dramatically in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, it's not unusual to see this kind of increase.
That's alarming. I mean, we're not the assessor's office. I don't know if you realize
that. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
We know
that. I know.
So we're all getting tax statements too.
Well, hopefully next year we won't have to deal with this with $2.7 billion in extra revenue the state has.
Right.
I hope that's true. I'm not.
Well, that's just basically our argument. It just has gone up so dramatically in the last, like you said, in the last two, I'd say 3 years. So, you know, I really don't think we could even get what you've assessed it for if we tried to sell it. So.
Okay.
All right. I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Anything else you want to add?
No.
How did you come up with the 8:30?
How did I come up with it?
Yes. That's less than you were assessed at last year.
To be honest, I just tried to figure out what I thought we could get for the home.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 649 for property ID 127443000. The property is owned by Richard T. Robertson and Beverly J. Robertson. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since nobody is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 645 for property ID 9860-37914. The property is owned by David Trial and Eftihia Trial.
Yeah, my wife's Greek. Effie for short. Yeah.
Okay. And so it's got her name on the property as well. Present today, we have board members via video conference, Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We don't have anybody from the assessor's office today, but we do have David Trial on video chat for the appellant. So this time we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in, and then we'll get going.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth, not a penalty for perjury?
Yes, I confirm everything will be the truth.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to let you go ahead and further explain this appeal.
No, I don't have any questions, Daniel. I guess I have one question. What are the other board members against names? I forgot.
Lisa Brodner and Dick Riley.
Okay. And then Marie, how do you say your name again?
Michelle.
My name is Michelle, and then Murie, M-U-R-I-E.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I just wanted to make sure I got your names down. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead and tell us about this property.
Okay. 508 Cedar Street is the subject property that I am contesting. So I got a spreadsheet here, which hopefully you guys have in front of you. My house size is 2,700 square feet, 2704, built in 2017. My lot size is 4,000 square feet. So, I'll go through the first three comps. Comp A, Beach Street, which I could see out my window, is about four houses away. It sold for $405,000. And I don't have a date on here, somewhere around here. But it was last summer.
21, you said 7/21.
7/21. It has 2,040 square feet, so I took the difference, which is 664, and multiplied it at 80 square feet. So I came up with roughly $53,000 that I put a positive on there because I'm appraising back to the subject property. So, the age, mine is much newer, so I added an extra $10,000 for the age. And then the lot size, I did a negative $10,000 adjustment because that lot is 5,000 and mine's 4,000. And I think property with a small lot gets more devalued. It was an arm length transaction, so I adjusted it 53,120 to come up with $458,000. I added the 53 because it's less square footage, and the age and lot size was the opposite.
You added that to what?
I added it up to $458,120.
But you added it to what?
The 405?
What did you start with? The 405?
I used to do some appraisal work. Yeah, 405 is the price. I add 53,000 to it, and then I added 10,000 to get it to correspond with the subject property.
Got it.
And then I did a 10. Oh, go ahead.
Well, this is a home that's 80 years older than yours, basically.
Yeah.
75. Has it been updated or remodeled, or is?
Yeah. I knew the neighbor. His name was Brian Newhouse, and he had it pretty well updated inside, and it had a finished basement. This is just one of the properties, so that's one of the three properties, and I'm coming up with a $432,000 average, but this is on the higher end, $458,000. Then there's comp B, sale price of $440,000, 2,200 square feet. I'm going to just round things. My house is $2,700, so at $80 a square foot, at 496 square feet difference, I come up with a plus 39,000. It's inferior because of the age, and the lot size was 7,500, almost double my lot size. So I got a $25,000 adjustment on lot size, arm length transaction. So I come up with plus 24,000, which makes it 464. And then the last one, Comp C, is 331 sales price this last year, 2,154 square feet. So I did the same thing at 80 square feet, added 44. Age, I took off 10. And then lot size was 10,000 because it's a little bigger. And then the total adjustment was 44, so I came up with 375. I have not been, oh, hold on one second, Lisa. I have not been in Comp B or Comp C, so I don't know the condition inside.
I just wondered how you chose $80 a square foot as your number to use. Seems really low to me.
Well, when I built my house, that's roughly what I built. I built it for $80 a square foot. I know builders charge a lot more per square foot, you know, because they build in their profit. So some of these builders can make $100,000, $200,000 on construction. But I built my house here, so that's where I come up with the 80.
Okay, go ahead.
So these comps here are, you know, they're okay. I'm bringing them back, but the best comp I have is the transaction that is on 413 Gate Street. That sold on September 4th. Do you have this one? Did Lisa?
Yeah, I couldn't understand it, but I have it.
Okay. It sold for 479, 3,500 square feet. So it's 750 square feet larger than mine at $80 a square foot. To drop back to the subject property, it's a $60,000 hit. The age, I said it was inferior, so I added $50,000. That's a substantial amount against my property because of the age. The lot size is almost 12,000 square feet, 11,900. So 7,900 square foot lot, or 7,900 square foot larger lot. My house has this tiny lot where my house is squeezed in this very narrow lot, which very much is giving me less value. And I wish some of these houses that have these big lots have a lot more value. So the lot size, I came up with 63,000. My value of my lot at Cedar Street is 135,000, which the assessors value it at. Then the comp lot, I'm coming in at 198. And how I did that was right here, I did the 60,000, 480, 63, 50. I did the adjustment for the lot size. So I looked at other comparable lots that are that big, and that you guys have them valued about 198. Lisa, do you have any questions on lot adjustments, or do you feel comfortable with a bigger lot and worth,
yeah, no, I understand,
worth more? I mean, I see some nice houses that have these huge lots. The house sits back, and people like that, you know, a nice, beautiful, rolling green grass. They don't want a house left. I mean, my house is nice inside, but mine's a box that sits real close to the street. So this is an older house that has a lot of other appeal. I didn't even adjust for street appeal. It has a lot more street appeal than mine. It was an arm's length transaction in the MLS, so I came up with an adjustment of 73,480 based off of lot size and house size. Bigger house, bigger lot. You guys have this paper right here.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm coming up, I obviously, in appraisals, how they work, they have the subject property and then the comps. They adjust the comps back to the subject property, either doing a plus or a minus. It's kind of an arcane system how they do it. I don't know if you guys have been appraisers, but that's how you do it. And like a deck, you have two new houses, new construction. One house has a deck, the other doesn't. You have to adjust quarterly, either, you know, doing a minus for the value of that deck to adjust it to the subject property. But in the date case, the date house is much bigger.
What year? And Bill, what year is
1917.
Okay.
So So I've just given you some comps here. This has nothing to do with my house. It was valued at 400 and now it's going to 490. That's a 25% year-over-year increase. That has nothing to do with it. I'm just showing you comps. But obviously, I'm going to let you guys know, today the house is worth more than 490,000 because 2022 prices are escalating, I've heard. So I'm just doing this based off of the 2020 calendar year, based off the comps last year, not what's coming up in the new year. You know what I mean by that? I'm coming up with houses that were sold in 2021 from January 1st to December 31st, 2021. Back to the
you don't have the date of sale on there.
On the Date Street house or which one?
On the comps.
This one I do.
They're on all three of the comps, just not the date sale. If you look at his worksheet, there's the sale dates on the. If you look at the one that the county provides, that's the one I've been going off of. It's this one.
Oh yeah, if you go off the county provided, yeah. I got a date on there.
That's the best one for you to use, David, and for us to use.
Okay, so you have
the sale dates are on all of them except for the Date Street house.
The Date Street is 9/4/21, September 4th, 2021.
Okay.
So, did you want to get the dates, or do you have this in front of you? Do you want to get the dates on the, 416 Beach was in July, like Lisa was saying, it was in July.
We don't have the other one, but 921.
But it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the only one you guys don't have, is the one on Date Street. That is 413 date. You don't have that date, but I've got it right here. You can look it up on.
Never mind. It's on there.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me see. I appreciate it. The one on Beach Street, I can testify that I was there and I've seen that house. So our friend sold the house. It took him, I think, about a week to sell, arm's length transaction. 405,000, but my house is definitely worth more than that.
Yeah, you didn't even. You'd see. You're asking for 429.
I'm asking for 429. I'm negotiable. I mean, whatever you guys, you know, but I just do not believe it's worth 490. Now I do, but back in that time, I didn't. And today it could be going up towards over four, close to that price, but to 2021 it's different based off those comps.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Daniel, did you have any questions? I was just thinking
no.
That Date Street house that's bigger and has a bigger lot. I think that's a really good comp. That's the only one that is bigger than my property. The other ones were smaller. So those had averages of 458, 464, and 375, and then I averaged those three to get an average, arithmetic average, not a median average, arithmetic. The one thing that I've been adjusting for is lot size. Having a small lot, like I just talked with Lisa, she is under the observation that a smaller lot is obviously worth a lot less. You can't build a house that's all on one ground. Mine's on three levels. So that devalues the house. If I had it all on one level, the value would be much higher. You follow me on that? You guys think main floor square footage is worth a lot more. And just to throw a little humor in there, my wife going up and down the stairs, I mean, she's like, we can only live here. We're in our 50s a certain length of time, and then we got to move. We own the house on Clark there. Oh, that's another house we bought a little over 2 years ago for $292. But that one, I think, was in 2020, so it's not a comp. I was going to contest that average, but I don't
feel...
Okay,
let's stop. Anything else on this lot, and then we'll close.
No, that's good.
Okay. Any other questions, Lisa? Dick?
No. No.
I don't have any questions. I'm fine.
Let's close
awesome.
Out here.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate your time there. Thank you.
Okay, so this is just going to close this one, and then I'll read the next one in just a moment. Okay, so one sec. This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 644 for property ID 347-70000. The property is owned by David Trial and Eftahia Trial. Let's see, the property is located at 3410 Clark Avenue. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have David Trial on a video chat for the appellant. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in again.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes, I swear it's the truth.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Well, that's all one level. And I was looking at it. I threw some comps in there, but I don't really have much paperwork in front of me. So I'm at your mercy on that one right now. I whatever you got the information, I am not going to say much about it. I apologize. And that one, I was going to contest it. It was only like a few, like 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 value, which is negligible. So I'm fine with not contesting that one. And I lost my paperwork. I'm sorry about that. Just back to the other house again. I know it's done. The comp on Date is one block over from Cedar, and the other comp is Beach on the other block. The one that I can't find the paperwork is on Clark, on the corner of Clark and Cedar, my street. It's just two houses down. But the value, it has good value because it is a one-level house. And I think you have it assessed at, what,
$356,000?
So I was going to contest it a little lower, but you know what? It's not worth it. I think you guys are really close, and it's not worth arguing over 5-10% of value. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
Daniel?
Okay.
Yeah. The only one is the one, my house I live in, because it's going from 400 to 490, which is irrelevant. It's all about the comps, but that's the one I really was wanting to talk to you guys today about.
Yeah. All right.
I have
no questions. No, I don't have any other questions.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Joseph. So I'll just find out about this later on, right?
Yeah, you'll get a written response from us within 30 days.
Now, do you guys have any questions for me at all, or?
No, we got it.
Nope.
No, okay. You explained it very well.
Oh, thank you. I love analyzing things. That's my thing. I'm really good at real estate. I used to sell real estate years ago, and I can pick out values, and I'm just based off of gut instinct. But the nice thing about appraisals is, you know, you can actually use quantitative data to show your information.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is a continuation of the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 648 for property ID 201-421-000. The property is owned by Robert C. Weber. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's nobody present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Nope. Okay, close the hearing.
This is the March 1st, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 54000000 for case 638. The property is owned by Glenn J. Young and Xuan K. To. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Glenn Young present over video chat as the representative for the appellant. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand, get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do you guys have the data pack that I sent to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, if we could go through that, I can just kind of briefly touch on each page of it and explain why I provided it. So starting at page one, that is a drawing of my parcel and where the house is, where the ADU is, and it shows there we got a little front yard. We have zero backyard. The side yard is on the north side, so it doesn't get any sunlight. It's always mud, not very functional. Next page, I have five kids, and they continue to terrorize the house, and so I don't really fix much unless it's like a safety issue, because it'll just get broken again. So when they move out, I will take care of a lot of this stuff, but going through it, it just shows it was remodeled in 2008 and hasn't been touched virtually since then, aside from the ADU that we built. Showing defects from the stair rail there. Next page shows the condition of the flooring in the basement. I've had multiple floods, and we've not gotten to replacing any of the carpet and lots of the trim and stuff downstairs. Next picture shows the kind of the goofiness of the kitchen, kind of one of the quirks of it being an old house. And then the kitchen, the sink for like 3 or 4 years now, or maybe even longer, I don't know. One of the sides has been broken, so we can't use that side. We have not fixed it because can't get a new sink that matches that, and so we have to replace the granite in order to replace the sink. The micro hood was broken. We about a month ago finally replaced the micro hood. We've gone several years without it. The micro hood is also broken in the ADU. Next page, again, just a look at kind of the kitchen, and then the shower on the main level is not operable because when you run it, it leaks down into the basement. I haven't had time to fix it. We have other bathrooms in the house, so it's not been a priority to fix. Next page shows the sink, kitchen sink. Next page shows the hardwood flooring. We have kids, water gets dumped, nobody says anything, and it soaks into the cracks, and so we've got some separation, lifting, and cupping on the hardwood floors that are going to need to be addressed. Next page just shows a plumbing issue and more detailed look at the hardwood floors. Next page, five kids and all the damage they do to a house is just representative of that. Next page shows the flooring issues that we have. The stairs are a softwood and they've been beat to shreds, so all those stair noses are damaged. And then the next one on there, that same page, is just showing the exterior deferred maintenance and shows you the damage of the flooding downstairs in the basement that has not yet been repaired. Next page, again, more just showing what the kids do to the place. Next page, there's one small, very, very small roof leak upstairs that is not really fast enough for us to urgently correct it. but it's, I mean, the roof is getting, you know, it's on its second half of life. We pretty soon are probably going to have to repair or replace it. Next page just shows some more defects. You know, things are starting to break. And then I attempted to repair the upper story balcony that has a membrane that was leaking. I thought I had repaired it. Did not work, so this is all rotting again. I'm going to have to tear it apart at some point, completely replace it because the repair failed. Again, more shower that's in the shower upstairs, more damage. Piece of trim falling down. Then the main level flooring was never, after the major flood, it was never completely finished. Just shows right there, there's a transition piece missing. And the trim, there's a little base shoe that goes around on the next page that shows that there's various pieces of trim throughout the main level that are missing. And also some more damage to the main level flooring. Next page. This is the current condition of the carpet upstairs. It was never a very good carpet, and it's been well-worn. It all needs to be replaced. And another picture on the next page of the basement flooring, just kind of patchwork of whatever scraps I'm able to get a hold of for the time being. Next page is kind of the state of outside deferred maintenance. Next page shows the side yard that's not very useful. The next page shows an exterior defect, which we finally replaced these, but as of January, they were not repaired at that point. So next year, this slide won't be here. More deferred maintenance on the next page, exterior. Same thing on the next page. Okay, then the next page is comp one, and I'll go through these really quickly. I kind of summarize there. It's on a similar size lot, similar quality and charm to our house, similar square footage, but the basement is unfinished. It's got a single detached garage, and it was recently remodeled. And there's next page, a couple pictures. The next page shows the listing, 3,020 square feet, same size lot. Just had repairs to the roof. There's bathroom remodel. Basement ceilings are 8 foot tall. So it is similar to our property, except the basement's unfinished and it does not have an ADU. It's difficult to find comps that have ADUs.
Can you tell us the address on that one just to make sure?
Yep. It is 401 West 24th Street.
Okay. Great. I just wanted to make sure they were in the same order that we had.
Sure. Yep. Then moving down, so that one sold for $450 in October, 30 days on the market. Okay, comp two was 408 West 29th Street. It's 3,168 square feet. It sold for $485. Similar size lot, similar or superior construction and charm, similar square footage. It does not have a garage, and it was recently updated, whereas, again, ours was updated in 2008, hasn't been touched since. Shows some pictures, 485, and it sold 34 days on the market in November. Comp 3, 2409 Kaufman, sold for 605. It's got a lot and a half, and it's on a more similar street than mine. I'm on Columbia, which is pretty busy. Kaufman is also fairly busy. It's very similar, everything. And then moving down to, you know, it sold for $605. It was on the market 27 days, sold in September. Comp 4, this one does have an ADU, and it's the best comp, except for the house is nothing comparable to ours. Ours is definitely superior in quality than this one, but it is similar size lot, has an ADU. I think it's similar square footage, you know, maybe a little bit smaller square footage. Let's see, and it sold for $575, 6 days on the market, and it sold in February 21. Comp 5, I'm going to skip that because I think we're running out of time. Comp 6, I think, is really the best comp, except for it's superior in that it's a brand new house. It was a brand new spec house built by Jack Haroon. He's well known in the downtown area. He builds and remodels the highest quality downtown that you can find. It sold for $850. It's relatively the same size. It has way better quality construction charm, given that it's a brand new house and has been it, you know, is a premium as new construction. Doesn't have any of the quirks of an old house, has a brand new foundation. I mean, it's not comparable in that sense, but that it has an ADU. It's also on Kauffman, which is similar in traffic, has a two-car garage like mine, similar square footage, similar number of bathrooms, but way, way superior in construction and surfaces. There's no question about that. And it sold for $850, and it sold in October, 7 days on the market. So those are the comps that I felt like reflected the value best, and I tried to differentiate between them as much as possible, and that's where I came up with the value that I did. Again, I think comp 6 is the best way to compare. Actually, I would take comp 6 and then the other one that had an ADU as well, and it kind of shows that, you know, I'm somewhere in between those two. It's, you know, not reflective of the new construction, obviously, but I'm also not reflective of the other one with the ADU that had no real charm or anything to it. So feel like I'm right in the middle, basically, between those two. And I think that's all, unless you might have any questions for me.
Do you think the lack of parking on your street now, has anybody mentioned anything about how that's affected prices or selling or any of that? Or
I really feel like we have a two-car garage, even though you really only can fit one in there because it's off of the alley and you don't have the turning radius to be. You really need the whole two-car opening in order to turn in. But I feel like the ones that are on Columbia that have off-street parking are okay. I don't think that they are really harmed. It's the ones that are mid-block that don't have a driveway or a parking anywhere to park. Those ones, I think they are harmed. I mean, you know, it's not a seller to have to walk to be able to get into your home. So I think that it is negatively impacting those properties. I think the ones that do have off-street parking are kind of sheltered from that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
I don't have any questions. I'm fine with what you presented.
No, I have no questions. Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Great. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close it.
Close it here.